And I think why I've grown so fast is because I'm not afraid to just move. I'm not afraid to move and then make a mistake because I know that will get me where I'm meant to be faster than overcomplicating and overthinking what I should be doing.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it.
Welcome to a very special episode of Roxy Talks. I'm very excited to welcome Miss Stephanie Ann Hewson, aka It's Exo Gingy, to the podcast. Pink Queen, pink energy happening. I used to have tons of sticky notes, a sticky note wall also.
I know. This is the first time I've done this in 4 years, I'm pretty sure. It was so fun.
It's nice to like be able to have a visual representation of all those thoughts and like be able to just see them where they are versus like now I kind of like write everything in a little journal, but
yes,
my husband is like super neat and organized. So every time I try to have sticky notes, he kind of comes by and like, takes it away, puts them in a drawer. Yeah. So I just started keeping it in my own little journal so that I could still have access to everything and not like have a pile of sticky notes.
I love that.
Before we get into anything, you have a magnificent brand. Your coaching is just so fun and vibrant and unique and very like, what is the word I want to use? It's so direct and driven. And potent, obviously. I know you use that word a lot and it comes across, it works. And even I, when I came across your brand, it was just like, oh my God, she's pink and she's this. And it was just very, obviously I connected immediately to it because that's my thing too. I just want to know, when did you decide that you were like audacious enough to just be that bitch and be like, I'm going to have all of these things. And I know you've talked about like, you've kind of always been like that, but I feel like there must've been some sort of shift where you were like, you know what, period, this is it. No going back.
Oh my God. I love this. You know, I have not always been the person I am today. That's for sure. Like I've not always been bright and bold and audacious and myself and whatever, like that is a whole freaking journey. But in my online business, I feel like there's been different phases of how I have expressed myself. And as I continue to do business and as I continue to lead myself, I feel like I'm just become more and more expressed. So I remember there being a specific time in my business, I would say 4 years ago, similar to like the last time I did stickies, but 4 years ago in 2020, I remember I lived in a different house than I live in now, but I remember being in my office at the time thinking like, I'm ready for my next level. I'm ready for my next level. What does that look like? What does that feel like? And the thing that came to me was when you let yourself like full on express who you are unapologetically, that's when everything's going to change. And I realized in that moment, just little things of how I was holding myself back. You know, at that time, someone who would have known me or followed me would absolutely say like, oh, Steph is confident, Steph is pink, Steph is bright, Steph is bold. But I knew I had another layer to that. And that's just when I stepped into it. And I think it was when I just really realized if I'm going to do this and continue to do this, if I'm not being a full-on expression of myself, then what's the point? And then it just was like layer after layer after layer, just finding who I am and not being afraid to express that. So I feel like it's still an ongoing journey, but there's certain moments when I look back, I'm like, that was a defining moment of like, I'm going to just be pink. I'm just going to be bright. I'm just going to be bold. I'm going to be my vibrant self. And just, I don't care. I've just got to be me, you know?
Totally. I feel like people are so... they're so consumed or wrapped up in what they think they have to be in order to get the success. And we see people that are modeling it and you're like, okay, this person's got a pink brand. This person's got a beige brand. This girl's doing XYZ. I have to do that in order to get that level of success or see that level of return in what I'm doing. And I think that just, it really messes people up because then you're losing the magic of what's going to make you that.
And people can feel what's real too. That's the thing, is like people can feel if it's genuinely you or if you're trying to be something, because to your point, oh, I see someone else who's successful and they're pink and bold, or I see someone who's successful and they're like black and white and luxury. And it's like, I think like I can tell when someone's putting it on, when it's not truly them. And I always say the truth wins. Like when it's your truth, people go crazy, whether it's pink or orange or blue, it doesn't even matter. It's like people go crazy when it's just your frequency. And I think the more people realize that, the more safe they're going to feel to just be themselves.
I love that. So what would you suggest to somebody that's trying to tap into that frequency, the way you worded it, is like your own frequency or that authentic frequency? Some people are just like, okay, that sounds great, but what even is that? How do I do that?
Yeah. Well, for me, I didn't need to know the answer. Like I didn't need to know like, oh, I'm pink or oh, I'm bright. I just needed to like today, what's the post? Today, what do I want it to look like? Today, try on different things. It really is a journey on finding that. And I think people put pressure of like, I need to know how to express myself today, or I need to know what my brand is going to look like. But it can be kind of messy as long as it's always real, and you'll then evolve and land on the thing that's like genuinely you. But then the thing is, from that point forward, your brand is still going to evolve because you're evolving and changing, you know? And so I didn't build my brand by sitting on Canva being like, pick the pink color that's going to be your color forever. I built it by one piece of content at a time, being true to me. And then through that, it was just every day, how can I be more me? How can I be more me? What do I like? What do I not like? And then it evolves into something. And that's what I want people to do. Like, you don't need to have a whole cohesive brand to start off. It will evolve. But where people put themselves in boxes is like overthinking what it should be when it really just is an evolution. You find it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then giving yourself the permission to trial and error and experiment. Yes. And tap into all that. Okay. I have a question. I don't know why this is coming up, but I always like listen to my intuition. I'm seeing you like, you're in Canada. I've never been to Canada, but it feels kind of small towny to me. I don't know why, but I'm from LA. So I'm like, everything's small town. Do you have like the experience of being known in your town? People like know who you are, right? Like, I don't know why. I feel like you have like a local celebrity vibe. And I'm just curious, like, what is it like handling the online versus like the real life reality of being somebody with this kind of visibility? You're very open about your results, and like that can be scary and polarizing, triggering for people. And yeah. I'm just curious, like, what is the local at home feel versus like this online thing?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I've never been asked this in this kind of way, and I love going here because it's so interesting. I mean, you know, there's a few things that I'll say. Like, I'm so in my bubble, like my life, my bubble, like I'm where I am physically in the world. And obviously like my business is mostly international. And so I'm just focused on my life, and my life is where I am physically, and my life is all over the world because of how my business is. The thing is like the people that I'm not a very social person. Like, Eric and I are very like to ourselves. Like, it's, you know what I mean? So I think, and I'm assuming this, is people that I don't know me like local because of whatever my visibility. But so I don't know what people are thinking when they're watching. You know what I mean? Like, I just, or I assume they don't know me. That's the truth. Is I people either don't want know me or they do. And I just, you know what I mean? But the people who do know me now through my business or different things locally, like, I have great relationships with the people that I do know locally. But it's one of those things where I think a lot of people don't know who I am, and I just look like some regular chick, and that's great. Or some people do know me and they just have their own thoughts, obviously based off of what they see. Like, I do see sometimes local people or people who I went to high school with, you know, follow my stories. And I actually realized that they probably just think it's really interesting and pretty badass. Like, Steph is doing something amazing and I want to follow. You know what I mean? And so that's really my answer. Like, I was thinking about this earlier. Like, Eric and I have such, Eric's my husband, Eric and I have such a normal life, but also a crazy life at the same time. So it kind of depends on when you land on us and what we're doing. Cause sometimes we just look like the boring people, like going to the grocery store, but sometimes we're like doing the most like up class thing, you know? And, but it's like, and I love that about us. So yeah, people could watch and assume things, and, or I think people just don't know because they don't know what I do.
I see that a lot. They're like, how's your YouTube channel going? I'm like, oh, it's great. I haven't been on YouTube in years, but like it's hard for people to wrap their minds around.
That's the thing.
Business, and like, especially when you're working at home and you're not out in the public very much, they're like, how are you doing these things? And like, what is this witchcraft?
And it really is absurd to people who don't know what it is that you're actually doing or not in the industry, or you know what I mean? And so I know that it could obviously feel like crazy. Like, what are you doing? Is this even real? But the people who do know me and aren't like connected in this world are very supportive and very interested of like, oh, tell me more. What is it like? You know, things like that. And I do appreciate those kinds of conversations.
That is nice. Okay. I have another weird random question. I have stuff written down that I was going to ask you, but a lot of times when I'm interviewing, I like to just kind of go with what comes up. This is an interesting observation again. Why do you think there are so many business coaches from Canada who are so wildly successful?
I'm like, who? Like, I know.
Like you, Melanie, Mary Morgan. There's a few other people I can't, that are not coming up. Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, all these because, guys
are well, I mean, I'm not dissing anyone from any other region, but what came to my mind when you named this group of people is because, and this has nothing to do with location, but because we're real, because we're in the long haul, because we're dedicated, because we're nice, because we're kind, because we're, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, that's such a funny question. Like, it doesn't matter where you're from, but like all the people that you just listed, I'm like, oh, I don't know. Cause we're freaking in it. Like we're in it. We love it. We're in it. We're dedicated and we're in it no matter what.
Yes. And you're like, you're just almost obsessed with what you do. Not in a, I'm obsessed, but like you are obsessed with it. You love it. And it's your baby and it's your legacy and it's everything. And I like seeing that. I'm seeing like a train, like a steam engine in my head, just like plowing ahead. And like, I'm going to do this regardless. Yeah. So I'm not looking for tomorrow. It has to work tomorrow. It has to be X, Y, Z, because it needs to be that tomorrow. It needs to be that the next day. It needs to be that in 3 years. It needs to be that in 20 years.
It feels like who I am. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like I'm doing this until it feels like I love this and it's who I am. And because of that, I've been talking about like identity lately, right? Where it's like, when you just are it, you're always going to get the results, but you're not doing it for the results. You're doing it because you love it and you're doing it because it's who you are. And that's really how I feel like being this far in, like, I'm like, am I a crazy person? This is crazy. Like, you know what I mean? But it's like, but I love it. Like I can't imagine it any other way. And I think, I mean, that's something I talk about a lot is like when you really find that, the game changes because your quality of life and your enjoyment of the process changes and your results change because it's like you really realize I'm not just doing this to make X result. I'm going to make it beyond there. So I might as well surrender and enjoy the journey a lot more. And that's actually what's going to create the results.
That's amazing. I love it. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like throw a bunch of Canada stuff at you. That's what's coming up. And like, you know, I try to be very conscious of the content that I'm listening to. So I listen to a lot of coaching or masterclasses like throughout the day or audios and stuff. And, you know, my husband by proxy has to listen to it because he's also here. And a lot of times I'll be like, she's from Canada too. And she's from Canada. I'm like, this girl's from Canada.
You need to come to Canada.
What's in the water up there? Like, oh my gosh, you guys are just killing it. I love it. So I had to ask because, you know, I've never been there, and I'm just this small town LA girl who doesn't understand.
You need to come to Canada. Like, anytime someone comes to Canada, and we'll go to the city, but like my people from America, my people from Europe, wherever, they freaking love it. So you need to come drink some of the Canadian water.
Yeah, I know. Get a little sip of that. I'm sure it's very fresh and clean. Okay. I want to ask you, what is on the horizon for, like, do you have a 25-year plan? Do you have a long-term?
I'm like, you can ask that in your question. It's a great question.
Yeah, I want to, like, where do you have that? Like, where do you think this is going? Or where do you see yourself going after a couple decades of this?
You know, this is a great question. And I'm really honest with myself with this question. Like, I really got to where I am by having, like, creating magic in the short term. I didn't start off thinking in this first year I need to do this, and in the first couple years I need to do this. Like, I'm very much like, go with the flow, trust myself, everything is going to link together and everything is going to turn into something bigger than you can imagine. Like, that's how I got here. And so where I am now, to be transparent in my journey, like, I do go down different thought processes of like, what would it look like if I really wanted to close certain things down? Or what would it look like if I want to stop doing this and I want to do this? Or, you know, I go down these different scenarios because I think it's good for me. I really realize to go down different scenarios, and it helps me realize what I want or maybe what I don't want. But it's really hard for me to say what I want in the next year or in the next 5 years, because I just love now, and everything I do now builds to the next thing. And that's just how I want to continue to run my business and my life. And when there comes a point, I know I have the self-awareness at this point, when I know I want to drastically change something or pivot or close things down, like, I really feel like I'll know and we'll just adjust. Like, my mindset has really been blow it up as much as you can, so you have the freedom whenever the day comes that you want to pivot, that you have that flexibility, whatever that looks like. But I really, you know, I love what I do so much, and I can keep doing it this same way. And I really just do keep refining as I go the little things, so it does feel better and I do grow in different ways. But yeah, like, I don't have a specific answer, but I'm so fulfilled in the way that I'm doing it now. And I really do trust that everything leads to the next big thing, and it serves me more than I can imagine in the future.
Have you always had this level of, it's almost like a lot of surrender is what I hear in what you're talking about. It's just like, I'm going to be the biggest, baddest, best version I can right now. And then...
It's surrender 100%, but combined with radical responsibility and self-trust. Because often, and I'm sure you talk about this too, or like, when we only surrender, it's like, just, you're right. But I'm like, surrender, but do the thing. Surrender and make sure you crush it. Surrender and have a plan, right? And so I balance those kinds of energies. And it's like, I have this go-getter vibe to me, but I also have this like, it is what it is. Yeah. And I find that balance for me has allowed me to grow and achieve, but also I'm constantly trusting myself that the right things are going to happen and lead together. And that's been a process though, because at the beginning of my business, it was hard for me to, you know, work towards things and then maybe not get it right away or realize it's going to take longer or whatever. And so the surrender piece was a challenge, but through the journey and then trusting myself along the way, I know how to like really go for something and surrender at the same time. And not one extreme of like pushing too hard, not the other extreme of only surrendering. That middle ground has really served me in this journey.
I love it. What was the vision of little Steph? Like, who did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid? What did you see?
Oh my God. I wanted to be like a primary school teacher. I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a mom at like 20. I just envisioned like a very normal life being a teacher. And I just envisioned, I said this to my best friend when I was in university. I said, and it was so limiting, but I'll always remember this. I said, you know, we're always just going to grow up and be just like our families. But that's what I felt like, you know, have a life like my mom and dad had, like have a normal career, retire at whatever, you know, have enough money to pay your bills. Like I really was just, cause I was exposed to that normal life and I was exposed to like, just go to university, get a normal job, whatever, whatever. And that's just where my mind went. And then when I went to university and started to grow and I realized that, you know, wasn't going to make me happy, then I decided to just change my life. But as the young Steph, I was really just dreaming of, I'm going to be a teacher, I'm going to be a young mom, and I'm just going to have a very simple, normal life.
That's so funny because my mom was young when she had me. She was 20. And so I also thought I was going to be a young mom. And I also wanted to be a teacher. And I even started, that's what I went to college originally for, was teaching.
No way.
And
We're like the same human.
Yeah, I wanted to teach third grade. And then I got like partially a few years in and I was like, I don't want to do, that's not what
that
I want.
That was me.
And then I took some years off and I got some terrible slash good advice. Someone told me, they're like, it doesn't matter what you get a degree in, just get a degree. So then I just like threw the education part away and I was like, I'm going to study behavioral science. I'm going to study criminal justice. I just want to like work with people's minds. And then I didn't use my degree for like 15 years. And then one day let's say 10 years. And then one day I started this business and all of a sudden the degree made sense. I used to have a radio show. That made sense. My photography business and videography business with my husband made sense. All the Instagram pages that I built over the years for different companies made sense. All the little jobbies that I had done to express myself, and including that educational experience that I'd never used, all kind of like filled in to be exactly what Roxy Talks needed.
That's amazing. And similar to me, like we're teachers, but in a different way. I studied psychology and sociology. And so it's not like that would not get me anything, but I know humans, I know the mind, I know, you know what I mean? And so it serves me in different ways, but it's so interesting how it's like you go down that route and then it's like it serves you, but in a different way than you would have expected.
Right. Totally. And life is just so interesting. Like you were saying, we have this expectation that's fed to us, not even maybe fed to us, but just people living their lives and thinking outside of the box is almost this challenge that you have to like push yourself to do. I feel like every single day, I don't know about you, but I find myself really having to stretch what I see and what I know and what is possible, because I don't want to fall into the same traps. I don't want to continue creating the same experiences. I want newness, but I recognize that like the only way I can create that is by creating new frontiers in my mind, which is like, I'm just seeing like pioneers, like digging for gold and like, you know, creating actual new territories and under construction, doing new things. And let me ask you, what would you say to somebody that's like, okay, I want to do something bigger, or I want to go bigger, but I don't know how, I don't know how to tap into it. I don't know how to change what I believe. It's hard for me to believe it's possible.
Yeah. I mean, I would say follow your intuition. Like that's a big one. And like my whole philosophy is we change our belief system through action. So when you follow your intuition and just go trust yourself, go do what you want to do. It doesn't need to make sense. Don't overthink it. You're going to at the same time, like recode the confidence in yourself, because you're choosing to go do something that you haven't done before. You're choosing to go do something that's a little bit scary and you're building that self-trust, you know? And so similar to what you were just saying, like most of us, all of us built our businesses or the beginning of our businesses or journeys or whatever from inspiration. I'm going to turn it into something. And then the work is, can you stay in that energy of creation, of new? And that's where it is challenging. And so on a regular basis, I do say to myself, like trust yourself, Steph. That's how you got to where you are. Don't overthink the next thing. Follow your intuition. Like this is all about growth and refinement and creativity. And so it's just tapping into, when you ask yourself, what do you want to do? And whatever comes to your mind, go do it. Because that's your thing, or along the journey, of realizing that's not your thing, you'll realize what it is. Like, so much of what I do comes through trial and error, but it starts with, like, take a deep breath, tune into your heart, into your body. What do you want to do? It doesn't matter what it is. Go follow that, and it will be the best thing, or it will lead you to something. And that's, I think so many people get caught up in, like, paralyzation, overthinking the action, where you grow faster and you realize what you're meant to do through the action, even if it's not what you're meant to do on the way there, it will turn into something. So my journey has, and I think why I've grown so fast is because I'm not afraid to just move. I'm not afraid to move and then make a mistake, because I know that will get me where I'm meant to be further or faster than overcomplicating and overthinking what I should be doing.
Honestly, end of podcast, we're done. Like, that is so key. And I really think that I would love to just take a moment to everybody listening, just really soak this in. It's not in the figuring out what to do next. It's in moving. And then you figure out. And so many people are afraid to just step off the ledge or to take the step, because what if it's the wrong one? What if it's not this? I don't want to waste time doing the wrong thing when I could just do the right thing. But right, you don't know the right thing.
You don't know. And this is why I think it's all connected to identity. Because when I identify as just someone who's going to make it happen no matter what, I'll be okay no matter what, I'm going to blow shit up no matter what, this is who I am, I'm not afraid to move. Because I know I'm going to be okay either way. I know I'm going to figure it out either way. I know I'm going to be successful either way. And where I think people have it backwards is, I want to know that it's going to work before I do it. I want to know that I'm going to be successful before I do it. I want to know that this offer is going to sell. I want to know that this launch or whatever. And it's like, that stops the movement, and the audacity, the courage, the leadership is in the movement before you're ready. And that's all deciding, this is who I am, this is what I do, and I'll be okay if I make a mistake or not, because I'm still going to be here tomorrow, because I believe in myself, I believe in the work.
Mm. So good. This little part right here, I think, is really perfect. I know I'm just thinking about a lot of people in my audience. I feel like this is what they need to hear, because they're just, it's so much, I don't know what the answer is, so I'm not.
Yeah. But the way to find the answer is to go. And if you, like, study any massively successful person in any industry, you look at their journey, they didn't know what to do or how to do it, but they just went. And along the way, they figured it out. And I think a lot of people, when they look at a successful person, they think they knew what they wanted. They knew how to do it right away, and it just worked for them. But that's not the story. The story is they were brave enough to go for it, and because of that, they created something spectacular with a bunch of mistakes along the way, with a lot of course correcting, with all of that. And it's so important to remember that when you see massively successful people.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's bringing up something too. It's like, in our world today, and I mean, I'm sure it's always been like this, but especially with social media, there's such a, like, perfectly curated image. I know I am guilty of it 100%. I don't show what I normally look like. I'm usually in my robe all day long.
I love it. It is me too. Well, not a robe, but I
I have my Skims robe, and I'm just like, this is the coziest thing I own. I'm not taking this off. So there's like, I don't want to say a lack of authenticity, because I don't think it's that. It's more so like, you know, I have what I want to show, and I want to show the good parts of what I've done. I want to share the success so that other people can get it too. But in that mindset, we kind of skip over and avoid sharing all those stumbles, all the offers. We don't tell you, oh, only 3 people bought this offer, or nobody bought this offer, or I tried this and absolutely it didn't work, or whatever the thing is. We kind of, like, gloss over and just push it to the side, and then put the spotlight on the shiny stuff. And like you were saying, it kind of gives people this sense of, like, okay, if it's not right, then I must not be doing it right, because she's doing it and it's working for her, and whatever the deal is. We're always comparing our journey to everybody else's. But
you know, the thing about this, though, is it's like the difference between, so if someone who, like, doesn't sell an offer, only 3 people bought or whatever, and they don't share that, it's also because they don't focus on it, because they're on to the next thing. You know what I mean? It's like they're like, oh, whatever, that happened, like, it just is what it is. I'm on to the next thing. That's why they're successful. But someone who would find shame in that, would focus on that, would you know, like take a month off or week off to like process and be so upset, versus someone who's just like, yeah, that happened, but whatever, I'm on to the next thing. I was listening to a podcast with, you know, I love my Gary Vee. And he said, because someone asked something like, what are some of your failures? And he answered like, I don't even know, because not because they didn't happen, because I just don't care. I'm on to the next thing. And I was like, that's the piece. And that's why it's like, what are you giving attention to? Successful people have failures, but they're not giving attention to it. They're just moving on to the next thing, versus people who feel so much shame around failures then are going to focus on it and make it mean something, then it slows down, you know, the progress into the next thing.
So on that same hand, how much, I'm not, you're gonna be like 42%, but like how much attention are you shining on the successes that you do? Are you, I don't want to say glossing over, but are you moving on to the next? Or are you, I know you do celebrate. I see you with your balloons and your champagne and all those things.
For me, it's just momentum that continually builds. So it's like, and I realized, like, yes, I'll celebrate and anchor in things, but what my business and my life really feels like is something amazing happens. And then from that, there's an idea. And then it's like the next thing happens. So it feels like it all connects. It's momentum that's compounding. And so that is where it's like, even just with offers, it's like this offer ended and now we're into the next thing. That was so successful. We're going to carry the energy over here. So it's like, I take the good and I create something next. And that's just how I feel. There's a constant flow of momentum. And it just feels like I have a constant flow of gratitude and celebration, because I'm just taking all the good and creating something new, taking all the good, creating something new. Anything that doesn't work, anyone who doesn't come, you stay back here, but I'm moving. And it's almost like I'm collecting all the good. I'm compounding all the good. That's really what it feels like for me.
I love that. Okay, I want to switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
I'm already seeing that, like, this is definitely going to be an episode about confidence and courage, which your brand is Courageously Confident. So I'll probably be like Courageously Confident with Stephanie. Yeah. I want to talk about body image, because I've seen in your journey, like, you are a fit ass bitch. And I know that, like, that wasn't always your story. So yeah. I was just curious if you could kind of speak on, like, what kind of brought you to the point where you are now? And like, I know that you talk about your self-care is such a huge part of like the success that you have in your business, but I want to talk about like, the personal side, the body image, the things like that. Cause I know that also holds people back. They feel like they're not XYZ enough to be online or to do this or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, as a young child in high school and when I went to university, like I did not have positive body image. And I think it was absolutely connected to like, not just my physical body, but because I never felt like I was expressing myself and who I was. You know, I never felt like I was doing what I really wanted to do. I never felt like I was saying what I really wanted to say. And I think that more of a mindset piece was just creating a lack of confidence in body image as well. And I think because of that, I didn't really take care of myself in the way that I could have taken care of myself, because I had low self-esteem in all different areas. And in university, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, I don't even remember now. I just remember like feeling like you're not being who you're meant to be. And that meant a lot of things, like what I was doing with my life, what I was studying, my career path, but it also meant my physical health. And so that was challenging for me at like, you know, 20 years out of, you know, being 20 years old or whatever I was, to have 20 years behind me, not being physically active, not taking care of my health, like not prioritizing any of those basic things to then make a huge lifestyle change. But for me, it was like, if I don't change my habits, I'm not going to be fulfilled in all areas of my life. And so I just realized it's all connected. And so for me, my first transformation was my body, but building the habits of, can I walk 30 minutes a day? Can I, you know, can I eat a little bit healthier? Can I stop eating like crap? Where am I not even like thinking about what I'm putting into my body? And then, so it was all immersed. Like, I didn't love my body because I was treating it like crap. But when I realized I wanted to feel whole in who I was and how that affected my physical appearance, then it all just started to transform when I went on that journey. And that was so hard to build those habits, but I did it. And it became a physical transformation, but at the same time, it was my own inner transformation, my confidence, my charisma, my ability to just be courageous, do what I wanted to do, to face humility, to not be afraid of what people think anymore, to let go of friendships that didn't serve me, for me to say yes to what I wanted. Like, that all transpired because of my body image and how I chose to just, you know, take care of myself physically, but also mentally. And to this day, like, my workouts, my health, my routine is number one because it helps me feel better in my business. But number two, I like to feel good within myself. And I feel good within myself when I know I'm moving, when I'm getting good sleep, and I'm eating well, you know? And so it all really connects. But if I knew I wanted to be successful, but I wasn't taking care of me, there was going to be a disconnect. So I knew my own journey and my own transformation with Stephanie had to happen before I was going to be successful in career and within my life. And so it's definitely all connected for me.
Yeah, I love that idea because, you know, if you have everything but that one thing, you don't.
You don't.
Yeah. And like, I can sometimes, I've had my own, it's so funny how similar we are because I've had my own issues with weight and weight loss my whole life. And I'm at a place now where like, it's very important that I take care of my physical, but I just turned 40. So I'm like, now's the time. We got to like, got to keep these knees up. You know what I mean? And like, stay healthy and be able to continue to walk and things like that. But it's like the holistic approach, because if you focus just on your business, or you focus just on your relationship, or you focus just on your self-esteem or all these things, everything kind of falls by the wayside and you have like this disconnect or like this disproportionate experience between what's good and what's like not so good. And it's, I can see this, like the shame and the shadow of the stuff that's not working versus the stuff that is. How would you guide somebody that was like, okay, I need to do all the things, but it seems like a lot, like to overhaul my life in mental, my, how I feel about myself, how I feel physically with my business or my career, with my relationships. How do you balance it all and get it all to that place where it's like, where it appears you are like,
yeah. I mean, it's like master one thing at a time, one habit at a time. You know, it's like master the morning gym routine, master your workouts, master the health or whatever, the nutrition. And then it's like, get yourself into a habit of that thing that feels like so easy for you to do. And then it's like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And then you layer things. That's what I would say. But also for me, it did feel like an identity shift, because it did feel like I'm going to be good in the gym. I'm going to be good in my nutrition, and I'm going to go on a personal development journey, and I'm going to start a brand. Like, but I wasn't thinking, but it just all came through. I want to change my life. I want to have a different life. I want to feel better. So who do I need to be today? And so yes, take it one step at a time, but also you can do more than you realize. That's the other thing. We have a stronger capacity than we think. It's challenging at the beginning for sure. But it's like, if you said to yourself, I'm going to add three habits in my life today, you know, a personal development one, a fitness one, and a business one, that's so easy for you to do. And then they all build. But you've got to decide, this is who I'm choosing to be going forward. It will take time to build, but also when we want it enough. And when, this is what happened for me, when I was so done living the life that I was living, it felt like an overnight transformation. Was it? Not necessarily, but it felt like I'm changing these things that I'm ready to change because I'm done with my old ways. So sometimes you get to that point where it's just like, I'm going to step into an overhaul because I'm ready for what I'm meant to be.
Yes. How would someone get ready if they're like, okay, I want that. I don't necessarily feel it, but like, I want to feel that conviction. I want to feel that change. And I want to decide, you know what? Today's the last day that I am that version of me. And it's the start of a new me. Like, I know you just kind of went over it, but I kind of want to talk about the nuance of maybe the internal shift of it.
It's going to be hard. Like, you're going to feel, it's going to, like, that's the truth of it. You're going to feel, I'm ready to transform and I'm terrified to, and I don't know how to at the same time. But as long as you take action in alignment with I want to and I'm ready to, you will create that change. So you're going to have the fears, you're going to have the doubts and all of that. And it's about the mindset talk in your mind of like not giving in to the old ways, not giving in to the fears, and only saying yes to the part of your mind that's ready to change. And you'll fumble and you'll make mistakes, but you'll then, as the more that you follow that part of your brain, the more that you're going to transform. And that's really just what it is. So the desire to change needs to be stronger than the fear to not, and take action in alignment with the desire to change, not the fears. You're allowed to have fears and doubts, but actions need to be in alignment with the vision.
I love that. That's so good. Okay, switching gears once again, I want to bring it to a manifestation conversation. I took your guaranteed masterclass that you were. I love listening to other people talk about manifestation because that's what I do. And I just love the different perspectives. What do you see as people's kind of biggest stumbling block when it comes to actually manifesting what they want? Like, they're kind of hitting those roadblocks. Like, what would you say is the biggest issue?
The biggest thing I would see is being way too attached to the outcome. Being way too attached to the outcome and placing like worthiness, validation, happiness on needing to get it by a certain time. Number one, that knocks you out of alignment, that knocks you out of being who you need to be to create it. You know, and that's, and I think that's people's biggest roadblock, because it is challenging to say, I want X thing and to claim it, but also to detach from when and how it's going to happen, and to detach from needing that thing to happen to feel good within yourself. And so that's the journey, though, is to say, can I say I want X goal and claim it and own it and work towards it without me feeling bad about myself because I don't have it yet? Or without me going to achieve it, and then if I don't get it, not spiraling and making it mean something. Like, that's where we really transform. So it's like finding that fine line of knowing what you want, but not being so attached to it that everything you do comes from this needy frequency.
Yes, I love that. And then also, I'm just seeing somebody as they're doing this, it's so much more freeing to just be the person who does versus the person who's trying to get.
You know, something I've been thinking a lot about lately, and maybe you teach this in different ways, is like, I say to myself, Steph, how easy this gets to be, as easy as you decide that it gets to be. Like it gets to be easy. Like, but I'm all for hard work and commitment, yada, yada, yada. But it's like, the more we complicate things, the more we make it hard, the less it is, or the harder it's actually going to be to achieve what we want. And I think it brings in this conversation around like surrender, deciding that it gets to be easy, deciding that you've done all that you need to do, and now you just need to lean back and you need to trust. Like, people struggle with the control aspect, and then they want to control the whole process, and then it's like they can't let go, then they're doing too much. And then it's working in the opposite direction. And so there's something to be said, I think, about like, we can manifest extremely remarkable things. And if we're meant to, the path there is like the path of least resistance. But we've got to trust ourselves. We've got to trust the magic. We've got to trust the power. We've got to trust all of these things that aren't like tangible things. And that takes a certain mindset to be able to do that. And that's a being. That's not a doing. That's a being.
Absolutely. So what would you say to somebody who is they're trying to grow. Maybe they want more money. Maybe they want more experiences, but they feel like they're capped, or they feel like they keep having the same situation. How would you help somebody grow their capacity or expand what they're able to receive so that they can see? Because obviously it's one thing to do this work and to detach and to let go and to surrender, but also like, I kind of want my stuff. So like, can I also get the stuff too? Right.
Well, I would look at, this is so funny. I would look at right now in your life, on the journey to getting what you want and having what you currently have, what feels too much? What's unsustainable? Because if it feels like too much now to hold what you currently have, how could you have more? And that shows up in so many different ways. You know, it's like, oh, I want more clients, but I literally have no more time on my calendar. It's like, how does it make sense? Or, oh, I want more clients, but I'm putting so much pressure on getting my current clients' results. Like energetically, you're not going to be able to receive more. Oh, I want more money, but you're putting so much pressure on yourself to make the money that you're making now, you don't have the capacity to make more because it feels so heavy. So I would just look at right now what you currently have. Where could you strengthen or deload your capacity to make space to receive more? How hard are you making it be to get what you want? Like, are you deciding that to add, you know, however much to your income is going to be harder, it's going to be more challenging? Like, that's a belief system that's impacting your capacity. So I would look at things like that. What you currently have, how are you holding it, and do an evaluation of how you can hold what you currently have better. And then I would look at what you want. Are there any fears or stories that you have around what you want? Because sometimes people will say like, oh, I want $1 million business, but yet they have a fear of when they make more money, business is more complicated. You're going to block more money coming in. Or, oh, I want more visibility, but oh, I have a fear more people will not like me. Well, you're going to stop the visibility, you know? So I would just look at, do you really believe that you can hold the thing that you're desiring? Because if you don't, then there's something in the way that's stopping you from receiving it. And that's a capacity, like that's an energetic capacity thing.
I love that. I love the self-auditing. I'm always trying to do that myself. So I want to know, what are you manifesting? What is on the horizon for you, the goal, the dream that you are?
Oh my gosh. You know, this is the hardest question for me, because I don't ever have a specific thing. I don't have a specific thing. I am like manifesting more joy in my life and my business, more fun, more magic. Like, I think that's really what it is like a phase of more like quality time behind the scenes outside of business, but in business having even more fun. Like, that's really what it is for me. I don't have specific tangible goals. Like, I, similar to what we were talking about before of like, where do you see yourself in 20 years or whatever? Like, I don't know. Cause I the things that I manifest, I don't decide that I want them. I create them by following my intuition, and I create them by just being in the moment and doing what's right for me. Like, that's really how I got here. And so for me, it's just about enjoying life, knowing that everything more is possible, and stretching myself. But a specific thing that I want, like, that has never been my style. And so I never have an answer, because I'm like, I don't know, whatever happened.
That's so interesting. Okay, so I want to piggyback off this a little bit. Would you say that you have, and I know you just said you don't really have specific goals, but would you say that you have achieved all of the things that maybe you wanted to or thought about? Like, you have your house, you have your business, you have your husband, you have your relationships, you kind of like got into that area where like, I don't know, just give me.
But all of these things I never dreamt of.
Wow.
When I started my business, I was not like, oh, I can't wait to buy our dream home. Like, I didn't even want a dream home until we bought it. You know, like when I start, like I, and this is how much I'm like, I don't connect to things outside of me. I connect to the process of loving what I do. And through that has made me the result that I have. And then there, whatever comes from that, you know, like, because I always, and people ask me like, how do I continue to reach for more when I already have overflow? But I'm like, but you're attaching who you are and what you're doing to receiving. And I'm not attaching that to receiving. I'm just being who I need to be. And I'm constantly receiving more. When it's always attached, it's like, I'm doing this to get a result. And then when I get it, I'm done. But I'm never unplugging, because it's who I am. And that's why I think I've created things in my life that I never would have dreamt of, because I'm so in the zone, loving what I do. We create the results and it's like new magic and memories. And from that, my mind has been open to like, oh, what's possible? We can do this. We can do this. Like, our life has changed beyond what I would have dreamt of. But what I really realized for me that I love about this is I'm not dreaming of specific things, but things that blow my mind happen. And they feel like magic because I wasn't trying to get them. It's like, this happened because of who I am. And that to me is like, those are the memories and the things that feel the most magical to me. Cause it's like, I didn't try, but I created this intentionally, but it wasn't on my mind to try and create to happen. If that makes sense.
I honestly really love this, because I'm somebody that's like, I've always had specific things. Like, I'm going to do this. This is what I have to, this is who Roxy is. She is the person that does these things. And I really see that, the power in what you're saying of just like, give it to
me. I'm just going to be who I need to be and do what's right and have the time of my life and stretch myself and go for it. And if I'm always that, I'll always get what I'm dreaming of or more. Like, that's really my framework.
It's so good. I love it. Have you ever been to LA?
I have.
When are you
coming? Multiple times. I probably, maybe, but the thing about me is, I have acquired a massive fear of flying.
So I'm right there with you. Why are we so similar?
We're the same.
Similar.
I know.
Oh my God. I grew up in an airline family. So my stepdad worked for United. So I flew all the time. And as I've gotten older, it's scarier. Yeah. And like, I had a friend who was a skydiver. He was a professional skydiver. And then he was also like the guy that like you hook yourself onto. So he would go on jumps.
Oh, wow.
And so there's like some statistic that's like one out of every 10,000 people die or something in skydiving. So after he hit 10,000 jumps, he developed a fear. He's like, well, my time is coming.
Oh my God.
So he had to like stop. And it was just because it became too scary. And he like, had
that's crazy.
Death shit. So it's funny to say that, because I'm like, I want to go all these places far across the world, but like, you'll never see me in Australia. Never.
Oh, me, I don't know. I know. Nope. And I'm aware that I have created this fear in my mind, because I go down this spiral like 100%, because I used to fly to LA because I was working for a company like before I started my business there. And I would go by myself, not afraid at all, no big deal. And then eventually I just got way more into my head and I'm like, I'm not never flying again. So maybe one day we'll get over it and we'll fly somewhere.
That is so, no, it's just so funny to hear that from someone else too. Cause I'm like, I used to be like 12, like I'm on my own. I'm flying by myself like before 9/11 and stuff. I was just doing my own thing, just like a jet setting kid. And now as an adult, I'm like, no, what if like any turbulence? I'm like, oh my God, here we go. This is it.
Oh my God. So funny.
So thank you so much. This was so fun. And I really enjoy your perspective. You've been very influential for me, because when I found you, I was very much in my, like, this is the only way I know how to do things. And so when I found you, it was such a breath of fresh air, because it was just so unique and so different and so you. And I really appreciate that. And I don't know if people are always telling you, but I just want you to know, like, your work is amazing. You are changing lives. I know you know that, but just straight from the horse's mouth, thank you for being your authentic self. Thank you for really following that, because we need to hear, we need somebody to tell us who is successful, I don't fucking have goals. Yeah.
I appreciate that so much. And, you know, it's like, I think we all feel this about our work sometimes, where it's like, I'm so used to like my thought process and I don't realize how mind blowing it is to other people or like how valuable it is. So I really do appreciate it. And I love you. And thank you so much for having me on this conversation, and just enjoy having you in my world in general. So thank you.
Likewise. I appreciate you. And thank you for being here and sharing your wisdom with our people. Can you tell them how they can find you and maybe like what you have coming up that might be exciting for them?
Yeah. Well, I think the easiest thing is just it's ExoGingy on Instagram. Is just come and follow and connect there. I always have things happening on my IG stories. There's a million things happening. So just, I think the easiest thing is to come follow along. And if something feels fun to come into, you'll see me talk about it.
Because you're not attached.
I'm not attached.
Why would I tell you what to come into? Just come. Just be a part of it.
I don't know when you're airing this, so it'll be different by the time we share what's coming.
Probably Wednesday.
Oh, well, there's a free event, but it's fine. Just follow me on Instagram.
A free event when on Wednesday?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, well, okay. You got to get into her free event and go to her Instagram, sign up for the free event. It's going to change your life. You got to go be a part of it. Go give her a follow. Are you still doing your podcast?
No.
Okay. It's
sorry, but it's there. It's there and you can go listen to all the stuff. You know, I've been thinking about that. I've kind of been having conversations lately and maybe we might dabble into it eventually, but it's still there, but there haven't been new episodes in a while.
The industry, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they're great. You know, it's evergreen content that will always be relevant.
Exactly. Always there. I love it.
But I love it. You're following what's flowing.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you for being
here. Thank you.
Much appreciated.
Of course.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Bye.